Next history.
And I was given service and passed in good testimony. Then Delhi. Then towards Madras. And then towards Bombay. Then Bernard went to England. After that, in Bengal. Generally, when we were at Guru Maharaj's place,
as we know, you were also a close friend to our Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Then Narendra Ji, he visited Guru Maharaj,
country of our Vaganda Vidal. Yeah, not only in India, but also outside India. And what we want to do is the adventures of Mahaprabhu. We can do it in Mahaprabhu. The first meeting, Guru Maharaj told our father Charan.
Famous Abhay Charan?
No, Abhay Charan. The Bhaktivi Ram title was given to him.
It was given by Gaudiamat.
Bhaktivi Ram to by Goswami Maharaj, the founder of Gaudiya Sangh.
Oh. Goswami Maharaj?
Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj is a Bhaktivi Ram to title of the Keshav Maharaj created all his disciples by the name of Bhakti Vedanta.
Ah.
Before that, he had his title Bhakti Vedanta.
I see.
From Goswami Maharaj.
And he got this title because of...
Bhakti Vedanta also suggested by him.
I see.
Bhakti Saranga Goswami, Goswami Maharaj, he took sannyas from himself. Keshav Maharaj will just take sannyas from himself. He suggested Goswami Maharaj to give the Bhakti Vedanta title to him. He gave Bhakti Siddhanta. That was the name of our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta. So I suggested Goswami Maharaj to modify Bhaktisiddhanta into Bhaktivedanta. And so Bhaktivedanta title was composed. After that, Keshava Maharaj, he took in a general name of all his sannyasi disciples and Bhaktivedanta.
Is this title awarded for one who is very learned? This title? Bhaktivedanta?
Rani. Rani in Tristram.
I think it is. Special, yes. Shastra.
Rani is Tristram. The topmost of all the current philosophies in India. The greatest person. Ordinary people think it is the book of only knowledge and not devotion. But the devotional school also has given interpretation to Vedanta. Ramanu, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, and Bhagavad Gita, has given interpretation of the Ramta in the Bhagavad Gita. Jiva Goswami has shown us that from the Akramada scriptures that Srimad Bhagavatam is the real interpretation of the Ramta. Ashuryam Dhamma Sutram, Bhagavata Purni. Gayatri Ashuryam Dhamma Sutram, Ashuryam Dhamma Sutram, Bhagavata Purni. Gayatri Ashuryam Dhamma Sutram, Vilatsa Paridhimi. It is written about Srimad Bhagavata. Vedanta comes in the language of Bhagavata. And also, Srila Swami, he is also given also the tradition of Buddhism as a teacher that this is the religious tree and Vedanta is the flower. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit in this way. The tree. But the Upanishad produced Vedanta as the flower. And from that flower came out the Bhagavatam as the life fruit. We are satisfied from the fruit. So the greatest texture. Nikamokalpataru Ganisham Paramu. Sridharsami edition of Bhagavatam in the introductory points it is mentioned that the Pushpa part in this the tree is mentioned.
So sometimes people from India, they say some other sampradayas that bhakti is only sentiment and there is no knowledge, but actually there is so much spiritual science knowledge in, within bhakti, all these commentaries and books.
Other sampradayas in India.
Yes, they generally say that bhakti is only sentimental and no knowledge in bhakti. Yes. But as you say, there is so much knowledge there in bhakti.
Bhakti is not sentiment only. Knowledge is discouraged in the real, in the proper school of bhakti, discouraged. But by the process of knowing, it is impossible to finish the infinite of the finite. Finite cannot measure infinite. It is impossible. So only through subjugation, through submission, through Shraddha, through faith in Sangha, closure in the acceptance. And Sadhu, Gyan Sunna Bhakti, Mahaprabhu says, Gyane Prayasam Japaksha, Non Prayva Jivanti Sannukha Dhan Bhavadhilya Vaat. Gyan, knowledge has been discarded by devotion of Skur. That I, being a subject, cannot make the absolute as object of my knowledge. Do you follow?
Yes.
He is always subject, super subject. I may be subject and make the world as absolute world as object. But he is super subject on the other side. Do you follow?
Yes.
So only through submission we can approach him, and not, we cannot force him to be the object of our consideration and our thinking. Abhukshaja. They forget that he is abhukshaja. These people don't reckon him as abhukshaja. Subha subject.
So only jnana is not enough.
So jnana is futile. Jnana cannot approach being properly. Only submissive service, that can help us to approach him properly. And not the egoistic pride that I shall be able to know him. He won't come to me. The object of our perception. Above our subjective zone.
So he wants to come and sit at the Maharaja Kamali.
Do you follow my contention?
Yes.
But isn't this true also about in devotional service? A devotee, if I think that I can force Krishna to be seen by me, by my chanting, you cannot, or I can take some book and...
Not by ascending method, we can come to his seat. But we have to hold ourselves in this way, through Shraddha, through reserve, submission, and anchoring, and that he may kindly condition to our living. This sort of negative posture we have to accept. That he may come down, we cannot go after him. If he graciously comes down to us, then we can help. This should be the goal of a devotee. Sri Vanuke Jivaru Sahare Vaspratta. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Mohit Vajjan Indirai Rupa Vastanu Sri Bhakti Ratamata Sri. The how the Lord and the Jiva comes in connection. We cannot make him the object of our senses. But through our devotional aspiration, he may come down to our plane, and as then he may dance in our tongue. Srivanmukhe hi jivhado svayameva spurati. He comes down and make movements of our tongue so that we can take his name. Coming from above, the spirit coming from above, the inspiration coming from above, coming down to the material plane, and he can tackle the material substance. Our mind is matter, our senses matter, all material. So matter cannot have any influence over the spirit, But spirit can mold matter in any way of his life. The supremacy of the spirit over matter, but not of the matter over the spirit. Hello?
Yes.
That is Vaidanti knowledge. And the Jnana Vaidanti, they are misinterpreted in the real Vedanta. They are not proper to profound that.
So this is the real message of Vedanta.
Yes, this is true. The spirit has matter always. And the spirit is the prime cause, not the matter. Not the fossil is the cause of the spirit. Fossil cannot produce spirit. But fossil, but matter, somehow or other, is in a neglected part of the spiritual substance. That is Vedanta. The spiritual substance is original thing and independent substance. And the matter, anyhow, in this neglected part, it has brought its position for the time being. There are five stages that have been described about this house, from this house. Annamaya Kosh, Vyano, Pranamaya Kosh, different stages of substance that we have come across. Annamaya Kosh, the material cover that is sustained by eating. The more subtle is pranamaya kosh, vitality, life, inner substance, something like pain,
strength,
vitality, the state of vitality, the second inner state. The third is monomaya kosh, the thinking element, substance. Third. Fourth is Vijnanamaya Kosha, the state of knowledge, pure knowledge, Vijnanamaya Kosha, then Anandamaya Kosha, the fifth and the highest, the stage where only happiness and bliss and nothing
else. Nanda Muli Vardhanam.
Hrivadam Purnam Dastavam.
Once
Sri... That is controlling, Ananda is controlling everything. Everyone is aspiring after Ananda. Ananda is a different type, the highest type in quality and the quantity. Is Ananda himself.
It's the thing of Krishna. Krishna Prema.
Krishna Rupa. That is Ananda. Anandam Brahmano Vijnanam no reach of the when one can find that Brahma, the prime cause, the ultimate principle is Anandam, then he not a place of anything at all. All the same. So, knowledge cannot be the ultimate substance. Anandam is the ultimate substance. Knowledge seeks after solution. Ananda is harmony, according to Western philosophy. Ananda has been expressed by the word of harmony and beauty by Martin. Harmony. Your knowledge seeks for harmony. And harmony and beauty, that is harmony. Solution, ultimate object of solution is harmony. Knowledge is not subject. Knowledge itself is not the end of life. But ananda is the end of life. It has it. But that is qualitative difference. Material pleasure. That is very tragic. It is not real ananda. Real ananda is the fundamental thing. Everyone is bringing up from there. Krishna is Ananda. Radha Rama. Ananda. There's two aspects.
Srimad-Bhagavatam-Pranamamadam-Srimakumatru-Mahārāja.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mukhamidam Pashtadahu Mahaprabhu Vishwanta. In natural, he says, that is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya. And the command, yes, and the epistemological position is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was accepted by Jiva Goswami as the highest Pramana. Why? It has got Veda Lakshan, Purana Lakshan, Tantra Lakshan, and Rashadhi.
What is Lokan? Lokan?
Sign. It has been called Sruti, Sruti Lakshan. Sruti. Satati Sruti, Bhagavata has been called.